How do you combat moisture contamination during bracket bonding? Although this is not a big problem when placing brackets in the anterior region, especially in the maxillary arch, moisture contamination can be a big problem when bonding brackets in the mandibular arch, especially in the posterior part of the mouth. Some practitioners prefer to use resin-modified glass ionomer cement in these areas since these materials are hydrophilic and moisture contamination is simply not an issue. But the sheer bond strength of resin-modified glass ionomer cement is slightly less than that of light-cured composite. But today, there are newer materials that can be used if the practitioner prefers light-cured composite. These new materials are moisture-tolerant. Now, there are two types. These are produced by Unitec, and one of them is a primer, which is moisture-insensitive, and the other is a light-cured bonding material that is moisture-tolerant. But do they work? That question was addressed in a study that was published in the January 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. Since many of our subscribers prefer to use light-cured composite, I thought you'd be interested in hearing this review. The title of the article is Water and Saliva Contamination Effect on Shear Bond Strength of Brackets Bonded with a Moisture-Tolerant Light Cure System. This study comes out of the University of Murcia in Spain. It's co-authored by Dr. Vicente and three other research colleagues from that institution. Now, the purpose of this study was to evaluate the effects on bond strength when using the new moisture-tolerant systems compared to the traditional light-cured bonding techniques under both dry and moist conditions. In order to make these comparisons, the authors gathered 240 bovine mandibular incisors. These were then divided into 12 groups of 20 teeth each. Basically, the authors were planning to test four different bonding techniques under three separate conditions: dry, water contamination, and saliva contamination. Now, I don't want to confuse you, but let me explain what these different techniques entailed. Two different primer systems were used. One was a self-etching primer, and the other was a moisture-insensitive primer. The moisture-insensitive primer is used after phosphoric acid etching. Obviously, phosphoric acid is not needed with the self-etching primer. Then, two different light-cured composites were used. One was Transbond XT, which is very common in many research studies. The other composite was Transbond Plus. This is the new moisture-tolerant light-cured composite. So, both methods of priming the teeth were combined with both methods of using the composites. And for each, they were subjected to either a dry surface, a water-contaminated surface, or saliva contamination. After bonding of the brackets, they were stored in water for 24 hours, and then a testing machine was used to remove the brackets and record the shear bond strength. Okay, so much for methodology. What did these authors find? I'd like to give you the results as succinctly as possible so that you'll remember the take-home messages. First message: the new moisture-tolerant light-cured composite called Transbond Plus showed excellent shear bond strength with both the self-etching primer and the moisture-insensitive primer. And this shear bond strength did not change significantly in either dry or wet conditions. That's good news. Second message: if you use the self-etching primer with the traditional Transbond XT, the shear bond strength under wet conditions is similar to that seen with the moisture-tolerant composite. That's also good news. Message number 3: when and if you use the moisture-insensitive primer with Transbond XT, the shear bond strength is reduced significantly under wet conditions. So there you have it. If you want to enhance shear bond strength under moist conditions, definitely use either a self-etching primer or the moisture-insensitive primer with the new moisture-tolerant bonding material, Transbond Plus. This produced the highest shear bond strength. On the other hand, if you're committed to using the traditional Transbond XT, then remember to use the self-etching primer and not the moisture-insensitive primer when you're bonding in wet conditions. If you'd like to review this very involved study, but interesting on the effects of moisture contamination on shear bond strength, you can find it in the January 2009 issue of The Engel Orthodontist.